Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. Kaisel Shabain Shnei Batim, if you have a wall between two houses, Vahatuma Besaychai, and there's Tuma inside of the wall, and there's no Poseach Tefach, there's no airspace around the Tuma, Bayis Akarv Latuma Tomei. The bias, the side of the wall, or the house which is closer to the Tuma, that house would be Tomei, because we look at the Tuma as if it's inside of that house, so Hakarv Latahara, and the house which is further from the Tuma, closer to the being tahar, that house will be tahar. Mechza lemechza. What if the tumah is exactly halfway in between? The halacha is shneim tumei, and both of the houses are going to be tumei. Tumah biyachamim. Let's say one of the houses has tumah in it, and vekelim bekaisel. Inside the wall itself, there are kelim. So mechetze leklapi tumah. If the kelim are in the half of the wall closer to the house that is tumei, that has tumah in it. Tumayin, those kelim will be tumay. Mechetzer klapi tahara. But if the kelim are in the half of the wall, which is further from the tumah, tahirin, they are to be considered tahar. Mechza lemechza. If the kelim are 50% in each half of the wall, harehen tumayim, they're going to be tumay because we go lechumra and we consider them near the tumah. Ma'zeva shebein bayis wali. If you have the pitch that goes between a house and an attic. You know, in the old days, the way construction worked was that they, in order to make a ceiling, which would serve as a floor for the upper level, they would put crossbeams across the lower floor. They would cover those crossbeams with a ma'azeva, which is like a cement, a pitch, a lime. And on top of that, they would build the second floor. So here, we're finding inside of this pitch, which is this earthenware, so to speak. It's like cement or dirt or clay, which is on top of the support beams. Tuma b'seichah, the tuma is buried inside of this pitch. Harehin tumeim, tuma b'seichah, mechetzio lamata, and if it's in the lower half of the pitch, then habayis tamei, the house, will be tamei, because now it's closer to the half of the ceiling, which services the house, valia, but the upstairs tahir will be tar. Mechetzio lamalon, if it's in the upper half of the pitch, halia tamea, the upstairs is tamei, v'abayis tahir, and the downstairs will be tahir. Mechza lamechza, if it's halfway, shneim tameim, they're both going to be tamei, because you go lechumra, as if it's both in the attic and downstairs. Tuma b'yachem mehem, if there was tuma in either the house or the attic, v'kelim b'mazeva, now you had kelim, utensils which were covered inside the mazeva, then we say the same thing as we said earlier. Mechetzer klapei tuma, if they're in the half, which is closer to the attic or the house, whichever one is tamei tumeim. The kelim also are tamei. Mechetzer uleklapei tahara, if they're further from the tuma tahirin, the kelim are going to be tahar. Mechetzer mechza lemechza, the kelim are halfway, harein tumeim, they're going to be tamei because we go lechomer. Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, kol ha-mazeva lo'aliyah. We always consider the mazeva, this pitch, to be shayach, to be related to the upstairs. And the reason is because he says it has a function very different than a wall. A wall equally services both houses when it's in between two houses, whereas this pitch, which is above the support beams, is primarily functioning as a service for the upper level, and therefore we always consider any tuma that's there or any kalim that are in there as if they are in the upper level. Mishnah Hay. Tuma ben akairis, if you have tuma which is between the support beams. Now, we said earlier that the way they built in those days was they had support beams with this pitch going across to service as the floor for the upstairs. So here we're talking about where the tuma is below that pitch, so it's in between the cross beams that are holding up the floor. V'tachteha, and underneath the tuma, keklipas hashum, there is some form of a covering, even if it's it's so thin as the skin of a garlic. Im yeshum, if there is, in the place where the tuma is, peseach tefach, a space which is a tefach by a tefach, hakol tamei, the house and the upstairs are going to be tamei, because that gets the status of a kever sasam. This is a concept that we'll talk about later on in Mishnah Zion, that when you have a kever sasam, a grave, which is sealed on all sides, then anything that touches it from all sides is going to be tamei. So since we have the airspace of a tefach by a tefach by a tefach between these support beams, and now you have the upstairs and the downstairs are connected to this kever sasam, Therefore, they're both going to be tummy. Avalamejra Pesach Tefach. But if there is no Pesach Tefach in this Kever Sosim, right as a tumma, kilu hi oitem, we look at the tumma as if it is a sealed tumma, meaning that it's tumma ritzutza. It's a regular hidden tumma which is covered on all sides, and it's by kava oile. It only goes upwards, it doesn't go downwards. If the tumma was nearest Pesach HaBayis, if it was seen inside the house. Now, until now, we're talking about where it was a hidden tumma because it was covered on the bottom, even by a klipas hashem. Now we're talking about where the support beams were exposed to the downstairs. So now the tumma is actually visible inside the house. Benkach or benkach, whether it is a has a tefach or does not have a tefach, HaBayis is tamei, the house is tamei, because we consider it as if it is inside of the house.